Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Festive decor, Black Friday score. Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheets that are you, everything home. These things in chrome. Hands of the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. Week 9 is here, doing the preview for week 9. Hopefully you enjoy that extra hour of sleep. Might have been a little drained since it is that Halloween holiday weekend. Before we dive into Sunday's games, let's look back at Thursday's game. It probably looked like a good matchup on paper when they were making the NFL schedule, but week 9 presented the Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. Both of them came in with just 2 wins, teams that were struggling, but the Ravens seemingly on the cusp of turning the page. Could the Dolphins also be on the cusp of turning the page? They were coming off their biggest win of the season, a big smackdown in Atlanta, but that did not help. They looked something like being lost. 2 field goals in the first half, no scoring in the second half. The Ravens put up 28 points in Lamar Jackson's return. He threw 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Derrick Henry went for 119 yards on the ground. A couple of touchdowns to Mark Andrews, 1 to Charlie Kohler, 1 to Rashad Bateman. 28-6, pretty breezy victory. The Ravens move to 3-5. They are creeping up in the AFC North. They are right, getting on the heels of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, if they don't win today, will only be 1 game up at 4-4. The Dolphins, meanwhile, they fired their GM, Chris Greer. They have said that Mike McDaniel is going to remain the coach for the rest of this season. We'll see what that means, what happens. We'll see what they do at the trade deadline. But something of a lost season for them. And that's going to make it a little bit rough. That was not a great primetime game. And as we turn the page to games of the week, I'm going to tell you it's not a great week for primetime games. The early window on Sunday has quite a few marquee matchups. The one that I'm choosing to highlight is the 7-1 Indianapolis Colts at the 4-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. Battle of division leaders, also the team with the best record in the NFL and the Colts. Can they keep that going in Pittsburgh? This would be a huge signature win, I think, for the Colts if they got that win in Pittsburgh. The Steelers, meanwhile, once 4-1, seemingly a gigantic 3.5 game lead in the division that has slowly ebbed down. As I mentioned, the Ravens now could be potentially right on their heels. So a big game for both teams. The game of the week is the premier matchup of the late window on Sunday afternoon. And that is the 5-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 5-2 Buffalo Bills. It's always a good time when these two teams get together, and this is going to be a big one. Ironically, neither team in first place in their division kind of speaks to the quality of some of the other teams in the division. Kansas City, I think, would actually technically be 3rd in the AFC West right now. Hard to believe at 5-3. The Bills chasing the New England Patriots. Both teams hungry for a win. Sunday night football. Look, Jaden Daniels is back. That might give it a little bit of a boost, but the 5-2 Seattle Seahawks coming off of a bye at the 3-4 Washington Commanders. Just doesn't feel like an incredible matchup. The Commanders struggling. Terry McLaurin is out again. Excuse me, the Commanders are 3-5. Terry McLaurin is out again. They don't have a great running game. Seattle, a pretty stout defense. So it's hard to see this game being that exceptional, but see how it turns out. Monday Night Football, also something of an interesting matchup. Jacoby Brissett going to start for the 3rd time in a row, the 2-5 Cardinals at the 3-4-1 Dallas Cowboys. Again, games that maybe looked enticing and somewhat fun on the schedule when they were making it this summer, just haven't really panned out that way for the regular season. Well, that's a look at some of the games of the week. Let's talk about some sit start options. Not a bad week last week. My start suggestions were Joe Flacco at quarterback, Quinshon Judkins at running back, Rashee Rice at receiver, and Jake Ferguson went 2-2 there. Judkins got banged up, didn't get enough volume, and Jake Ferguson actually held without a catch. I don't even know how that's possible. My sit suggestions were C.J. Stroud at quarterback, Alvin Kamara at running back, Keon Coleman at wide receiver, and Evan Ingram at tight end. Stroud had an incredible game, probably his best game in the last 2 years. Otherwise, I would have been perfect. That was a 3-1. So how's it going to go this week? As always, one start and one sit at each of the four positions. Started quarterback. My start this week is Justin Herbert. In his first year with Harbaugh, he was part of a run-heavy offense that impacted some of his fantasy upside. You know, it made sense we'd see the same thing in year two. Instead, Herbert's kind of been unleashed with a better pass catching group. He's QB4 on the season through 8 weeks. Now he gets to play the Titans. I think it's wheels up for Herbert. Meanwhile, my sit is Geno Smith. A week off hasn't helped me forget that Geno is in a big hole in 2025. He's thrown 10 interceptions and 7 starts. Heading into the bye week, the team even looked at Kenny Pickett. Geno's on a long-term deal, but he's looked lost in this struggling offense. Facing a decent Jackson Jaguars defense won't do him any favors. He is not a start for me. In running backs, though, one guy who is definitely a start is Jonathan Taylor. I know the Colts are on the road. I know they are facing the Pittsburgh Steelers, but nothing would stop me from rolling out Jonathan Taylor. He has been one of the hottest players in the league. He's currently sitting at RB1, making a case for NFL MVP, or at the very least, Offensive Player of the Year honors. He's scoring touchdowns in bunches, too. The Colts are on the road. You know, it might have made sense to be weary of players facing the Steel Curtain defense before, but this isn't the Steel Curtain. I am firing up Taylor. Meanwhile, I am sitting Woody Marks. Look, he has looked good for the Texans in the past month. He has been a spark out of the backfield. He had a great performance in week 8, but this week he faces kind of a stout Denver Broncos defense. While teams have sometimes found success throwing deep or over the middle of the field, there hasn't been a lot of running room, and I don't really think that changes for Woody.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Marks. Wide receivers, I am firing up Jackson Smith and Jigma. I may not be excited about Sunday night football, but JSN, following a breakout in 2024, the Seahawks really reshaped the offense around him, and it turns out that was a good move. Also looks like they're not going to have Cooper Kupp tonight. And in a season where top receivers have struggled with injuries or inefficiencies, JSN has just been incredible. Despite a bye last week, he is still wide receiver 2 overall on the season, averaging more than 22 points per game. He's had great chemistry with Sam Darnold. He should be in your lineup. My sit, meanwhile, Matthew Golden of the Green Bay Packers. Golden was the first receiver taken in the first round by the Packers in a long time. He has good speed. He looked like a potential star, but it just hasn't materialized on the field. The Packers have been one of the best teams in the league, but he's just wide receiver 62. And he hasn't developed much chemistry with Jordan Love. Now that Christian Watson's back in the mix, it's even harder to project his target share on a weekly basis. So he is a sit for me. While I don't like Golden in my lineup, there is a Packers pass catcher I am bullish on, and that is tight end Tucker Kraft. He is tight end 2 on the season. He's averaging more than 16 points per game, and he has had a great connection with Love. He should be a fixture in a fantasy lineup. My sit, meanwhile, Hunter Henry. Look, I know he's tight end 8 on the season, which would make him seem like an attractive target. He's been a reliable part of the Patriots' pass offense for the past few years, despite the fact that that pass offense as a whole has struggled. But this season, his ranking is thanks to a couple of big early games. And as the Patriots' pass offense has gotten better the last few weeks, Henry's role has diminished. He could still finish as a top 12 option, but I'm just simply not counting on it. So he is a sit for me. Well, that'll do it for sit start. Let's end with picks against the spread. And I've been dreading having this conversation. Week 8 was not my week. 1-12 against the spread. I was pretty solid picking straight up winners, 9-4. But a lot of spreads that were off, and we haven't gotten off to a good start this week. I took the Dolphins plus 7.5. I thought Baltimore would win, but it wouldn't be a blowout. It was a blowout. 57-65 on the season. Can I get back on track? Taking the Chicago Bears minus 2.5 on the road in Cincinnati. I think they get the win. I took the Detroit Lions minus 8.5 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Look, Vikings defense hasn't been the same, and I don't trust J.J. McCarthy. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers plus 12.5 on the road in Green Bay. Don't get crazy. I think the Packers win this game, but I don't think they'll blow out Carolina. I took the Los Angeles Chargers minus 9.5 on the road in Tennessee. This could be another lopsided affair. I took the New England Patriots minus 5.5 at home against the Falcons. The Falcons have been beat up. They're a very mercurial team. They've typically been better at home than on the road, which doesn't bode well for this game. I took the San Francisco 49ers minus 2.5 on the road in New York against the Giants. The Giants are beat up. They're missing their star playmakers. I think the 49ers get the win. I took the Indianapolis Colts minus 3.5 on the road in Pittsburgh. Look, the Colts have been great. I think they win, and I think they win pretty solidly. I took the Denver Broncos plus 1.5 on the road in Houston. I think the Broncos get the win against the Texans. I took the Jacksonville Jaguars minus 3.5 on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders. I know the Jaguars are beat up. Now they're missing Travis Hunter, but I think they can still get the win. I took the Los Angeles Rams minus 13.5 at home against the Saints. Coming off a bye, facing rookie Tyler Shook in his first start, I like the Rams. I took the Buffalo Bills plus 1.5 at home against the Chiefs. The Bills have been great against the Chiefs in the regular season. The playoffs have been more of a toss-up, but I'm betting on Josh Allen at home. I took the Seattle Seahawks minus 3.5 on the road against the Washington Commanders. As I mentioned, I think Seattle's a good team. Washington has really struggled. I took the Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5 at home against the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals have struggled a lot this season. Dallas has been up and down. I'm putting my faith in that offense to bounce back a little bit this week. That'll do it for the Week 9 preview. Some interesting matchups, some really good matchups, some really bad matchups. It feels like a typical NFL week. Hope you guys all do well in fantasy. Enjoy the games out there. I know we'll all be seated for Chiefs-Bills this afternoon. So looking forward to that. And until next week, have a great weekend.